USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a vote of 223 to 205, the House of Representatives on Tuesday night approved a resolution calling on Vice President Pence to remove President Trump from office by invoking the 25th Amendment. Pence said on Tuesday that he will not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Trump from office because it would set a terrible precedent. A Kansas woman was executed for strangling an expectant mother and removing a baby from her womb in 2004. It's the first time in nearly 70 years that the U.S. government has put to death a female inmate. 52-year-old Lisa Montgomery was pronounced dead early Wednesday morning after the Supreme Court rejected a stay of execution. The lethal injection was administered at a federal prison complex in Terre Haute, Indiana. The U.S. military's Joint Chiefs of Staff, the uniformed leaders of the military branches, on Tuesday put out a rare message to service members saying the violent riots last week were an assault on America's constitutional process and against the law. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A National Football League quarterback will step in to become a guest host of the TV game show Jeopardy. USA Radio News Dan Araki explains.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says he'll be one of a series of guest hosts on Jeopardy. The show returned this week with former champion Ken Jennings as an interim host, with producers saying they were putting together a number of guest hosts to step in for Alex Trebek, who passed away from cancer in November. Rodgers was a Celebrity Jeopardy champion in 2015 and said he's excited for the opportunity to work on a show he's felt a special connection to for so long. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Longtime network news anchor Katie Couric has also been asked to take over the hosting reins of Jeopardy for a week. Google-owned YouTube is the latest tech company to bar the president from posting online. YouTube said Tuesday it had suspended President Trump's channel over a concern about ongoing potential for violence. It's the latest move by one of the large tech companies to limit the president online. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The investigation by the feds on last week's Capitol building riots continues. USA Radio News' Dan Araki reports.
Federal prosecutors say that more than 170 people are already under investigation for actions at the Capitol, and even more are expected to be opened. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Michael Sherwin, said there are a large number of crimes related to the riots that they're looking into.
Given the enormity of the actors we saw both inside and outside the Capitol, the range of criminal conduct is really, I think, unmatched in any type of scenario that we've seen the FBI or the DOJ. We're looking at everything from simple trespass to theft of mail to theft of digital devices with inside the Capitol to assault on local officers, federal officers both outside and inside the Capitol, to the theft of potential national security information or national defense information, to felony murder, and even civil rights excessive force investigations. So just the gamut of cases and criminal conduct we're looking at is really mind-blowing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 2021 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, Nevada continues. A new cool device is a showerhead Bluetooth speaker powered entirely by the flow of water in your shower. Like a turbine at the dam, it makes its own electricity. It's called Shower Power and will cost you about $100 in the near future. The 2021 Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas is closed to the public. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.